really disappointed with the way this has panned out. I mean, obviously, we worked really hard to try and get him to come in. He was here less than 3 weeks, in fact, from the, we got his clearance to the time he decided to he wanted to move. And we've had no contact from him. All we've had, well, I haven't had no contact from him. All we've had is a text message. He sent Steve a text message on Thursday. We've tried contacting him several times since then, and with no joy. He doesn't want to return our calls. He doesn't want to pick up the phone. He doesn't want to explain himself. He put an explanation in the text, which is, unfortunately, it's an explanation that I don't believe, because if that's the case, then why did he come in the first place? Because he knew what the demands were to be with us, and he's trying to say that it was something different, which I find hard to believe. I'd like him to have the courtesy to make a phone call or to answer a phone call to explain, like a man would do, to explain to me why he doesn't want to be here anymore. I don't want him to stay. I'm not going to try and talk him round. He's made his mind up. So, but I think the right thing to do, the respectful thing to do, would be to ring the manager and explain the reasons why. Every player I've had here that has moved on this season has done exactly that. I'm not an unapproachable person, and they've discussed their reasons as to why they feel they should move on. For some reason, Adam doesn't want to do that. He's just sent a text message and thinks that's good enough. And I don't believe that is good enough. I believe that the very least we deserve is a phone call and a proper explanation. So we will keep trying. We will keep trying. There's no bad feeling or anything like that. At the end of the day, if Adam doesn't want to be here, that's his choice. But we think that we deserve, the very minimum is some sort of explanation, and we've not had that.
Realistically, though, Pete, do you think, you know, he has probably played his last game?
Oh, of course, yeah, without a doubt, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, like I said, we had a text message a week ago last Thursday, and we've heard nothing from him since. We've tried to ring him. We've left messages with him. I've asked him to just give me a call back for time so I can speak to him for 5 minutes. At the end of the day, we don't, you know, I'd never hold anybody to ransom. We don't want to lose good players, and Adam's a very good player, and we don't want to lose him. But he's made his mind up. There is no point in me trying to fight my corner and trying to talk him into staying, because he's obviously made his mind up. And if he does stay, who's to say that in a week's time he's going to regret what he's done and want to move again? So, like I said, at the end of the day, he's played his last game. I'm disappointed with the way that it's ended, because, like I said, me and Steve especially worked extremely hard to get him here. But like I said, that's what a lot of modern day footballers are like this, and it's not, you know, it's not the way I would have done it back in the day. And it, you know, at the end of the day, I think the most respectful thing you can do is pick the phone up and explain his reasons why, and we shake hands and we move on, and we wish him all the best. And if he goes back to Merthyr and plays there, then we wish him all the best there. We don't have no animosity towards it. We just want an explanation.